Art's Birthday. Happy and warm welcome to the first Art's Birthday live streaming from the living room here from IMA. We are planning of talking and presenting some material from a real Austrian radio pioneer called Otto Nussbaumer. But we're also going to talk and play and work on material from Nikola Tesla. And one of the real big surprises we are having here, and you, if you can see our picture as well, and not only hear the sound that we are going to produce, you will also be able to see a really very, very beautiful coil, a Tesla coil, which was made by Franz Emminger. We are going to switch it on at the end of our participation in this year's Art's Birthday Live. Because we do not really know how long the electricity system here will going to be stable with the big coil in function. So now a little bit to the story of Otto Nussbaumer. He was born in 1876 in Wilten, close to Innsbruck in the western part of Austria. He grew up in Styria and studied technical engineering in Graz. Among a lot of other things, he was dealing with possibilities of wireless data transmission, in a time when maybe a dozen other people worldwide were doing the same. The aim then was mainly to find new solutions for communication in naval traffic and also military use on the other hand. Now, on the 15th of June in 1904, he managed to transmit voice for the first time ever. This was realized. He managed to transmit his own voice through various rooms over a distance of 20 meters. He sang the anthem of Styria called Hoch vom Dach stehen hier. And so we see that Otto Nussbaumer was actually the first to realize a successful wireless transmission of voice. He was also the first to publish this method in a scientific magazine. But his method was not successful economically, so he decided to make his career as a functionaire.
Thursday night, here in our city of New York, a man who was 87 years of age died in his humble hotel room. His name was Nikola Tesla. He died in poverty, but he was one of the most useful and successful men who ever lived. His achievements were great, and are becoming greater as time goes on. Nikola Tesla could have amassed hundreds of millions of dollars, could have become the richest man in the country, in the world, if he wished for riches. He didn't. He did not care for anything, did not have time for anything that spelled success for too many people. Nikola Tesla was a great humanitarian, a pure scientific genius, a poet in science. He did extraordinary, amazing, miraculous things during his life among us. He did them simply to serve mankind. And for his services, he did not want money. He didn't care for it. Honor? Who wants anybody to honor anybody else? That was his attitude. Gratitude? He did not expect or demand. Nikola Tesla did not care to be paid for anything he did for the human race. He simply functioned according to his natural genius, which came to him in the land of his birth, Yugoslavia, as a son of his mother. Now, this extraordinary man is dead, or so they say. The papers on Friday told he died. His body was found still on the bed in his little hotel room in the city. And the newspapers published obituaries and editorials summarizing his life and work. And they told of his personal habits and eccentricities. Tesla, they say, is dead. In a funeral parlor in the city, there is all that is left of his person. Funeral services will be held on next Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the Cathedral of St. John. People will come, yes, many people. People from all walks of life, humble, unknown people, and people who are famous, scientists and industrialists and others. And then it will be all right. It is a customary thing to do. But Tesla is not dead. Tesla is not really dead. Only poor, wasted body has been saved. The real, the important part of Tesla lives in his achievement, which is great, almost beyond calculation, an integral part of our civilization, of our daily lives, of our present world. Today, we on this globe do not mourn. We do not honor him. For we know that Nikola Tesla is not there at all. Why mourn Tesla? His life is a triumph. We are in this meeting today just thinking, talking of him among ourselves, and to you who are listening to us. We are playing some music, singing a few songs, which we will think Nikola Tesla in his life. We celebrate his achievement on Earth, his great triumph, which is our triumph, the triumph of all the people of the world.
Thank you. armed with the great secret of this invention.
Keine Liebe vergehen, die so groß ist und so wunderbar. Wir haben beide denselben Stern und dein Schicksal ist auch meins. Du bist mir fern und doch nicht fern, denn unsere Seelen sind eins.
Happening. We just had this miracle of free floating energy here at IMA.
Liebe kann nicht Sünde sein, auch wenn sie es wäre, so wär's mir egal. Liebe will ich sündige Mal, alles ohne